Sound off. Sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the Sound Off line. You call that line when you got something to say. Publish your thought. You may make it to the big show. Let's kick it.
I honestly did not think I could be more disgusted with this joke of a franchise. Let me tell you something. Until you clean out that entire organization, that means you two, Homer and Clarkie and the rest of you, get them out. I'm done.
I love the I'm done. I'm done. Clean them out. You out.
Would you, do you think any of them will really leave, Mike?
No. No, but Paul Holmgren's got control of the organization. Who's going to leave? You're not going to remove any ex-Flyers from the organization?
I mean the fans.
Oh, the fans?
Will they really say, you know what, this is enough. No. I'm leaving like Sixers fans left until they can really win.
No. They won't. You're not Flyer fans. They love their hockey.
Ron Hextall getting fired is just Paul Holmgren covering his tracks. It was Paul Holmgren who sent away Jeff Carter and Mike Richards. It was Paul Holmgren who never put any stock in the goaltender position in the first place. The issue here is Paul Holmgren, not Ron Hextall.
Well, you know, at the time of that deal, the Flyer propaganda machine convinced the fans that that was actually a better deal for the Flyers because they got Simmer.
How does the guy who got us into this mess with the salary cap, Paul Holmgren, still make the key decisions of this organization? The guy is a stooge. Did you hear his press conference today? Get him out!
It's very weird. I had the same reaction you did when I first heard the news. I tweeted out, wait, Paul Holmgren fired Ron Hextall? Like, I asked myself the question, and I'm trying to ask it fairly because I don't want to seem like I'm piling on here. But again, I'll ask Flyer fans, what has Paul Holmgren done to deserve being in charge of the franchise? I just don't understand it.
We need a Sam Hinkie version for the Flyers. Why not? We've tried everything else. Why not go there?
Try what? I didn't hear what he said.
He wants a Sam Hinkie version for the Flyers.
Well, that's what Hextall was trying to do. Sam Hinkie version. You're building with young players.
Except he wouldn't trade the assets the way Hinkie would.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm starting to notice?
What's that?
There's a few more African-American Flyers fans in the city than I thought. They've been calling. They've been tweeting and calling Sound Off.
They're invested.
Look at that.
There you go.
Somebody said the Ron Hextall firing reminded them of the firing of Ed Wade with the Phillies. And unfortunately, just like Ed Wade, somebody else is going to reap the benefits of everything that Hextall did.
It would have been nice if you told me what the benefits would be. It's like right now, I really don't see the benefits. I'm trying to look at these players and go, okay, who's really knocking my socks off? Who do I look at? Because I am pretty good with looking at a guy. That guy can play. I'm looking at the Flyers. The young guys, like, there's not one that guy identified that. Like, I thought Konechny could play, and then he just kind of drifts away. I don't know.
Okay, Flyers fans, this is your week. Hextall got fired. This is about the most they'll get talked about all year. Because no one cares about hockey.
A lot of people care over the last couple of days. They've come to the front. Now, we probably won't talk about hockey for the rest of the year, but at least these 2 days, you owned it.
I want to talk about the Sixers. They lost their winning streak at home to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's Brett Brown, Mike. Brett Brown is the reason that they're not going to go anywhere. I think it's time to move on.
They won 5-6, bro. Come on, man. Everybody now and then has a clunker. My only thing is they give up too many damn points. And they give up too many damn points early. Every time I look up at halftime, there's just 60 on the board that they've given up.
Did you see the stat that came up for that clown, Jim Schwartz? Almost 900 yards of offense in six quarters. He has got to be zipped at the end of the season.
Oh, the Eagles don't make the playoffs. He's definitely gone. And if they make the playoffs 9-7 and lose in the first round, or if they win, you know, with 8-8, they make the playoffs and lose in the first round, there's going to be a scapegoat. It's probably him.
How bad is the Monday Night Football announcers? Jason Witten mentioned Dak Prescott and was all over his you know what for like 10 times last night. It was brutal.
Yeah, well, Witten's is not good. He hasn't mastered. I don't know what he did in his audition that would allow the network to say, yeah, he's our guy. But I can't imagine what he did, because he's so stiff and forced, and he's not comfortable to listen to.
You know, we have them this week, Mike.
What's that?
We have that Monday Night crew. They played Washington on Monday night this week.
Joe Testor. Joe Testor is the white Gus Johnson.
I can explain your Twitter poll in which 78% of the fans believe the teams are headed in a positive direction. 78% of Philadelphia fans are delusional.
Should that have been the Twitter poll? I don't know. I just asked the question today, and most people aren't buying it. I look at the Eagles and I go, the Eagles are like, they look like a franchise. Like next year, I'm hoping they're not in trouble, because it seems like they need a lot. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound
Off. Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
That was Sound Off. 610-771-9705.